Easter Week 6, Sunday Evening Prayer 1. O God, come to our aid. O Lord, make haste to help us. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Alleluia. Battle is o'er, hell's armies flee, raise we the cry of victory, with abounding joy resounding, Alleluia. Christ, who endured the shameful tree, o'er death triumphant welcome we, our adoring praise outpouring, Alleluia. On the third morn from death rose he, clothed with what light in heaven shall be, our unswerving faith deserving, Alleluia. Hell's gloomy gates yield up their key, paradise door thrown wide we see, never tiring be our quiring, Alleluia. Lord, by the stripes men laid on thee, grant us to live from death set free, this our greeting still repeating, Alleluia. The man who lives by the truth comes into the light, Alleluia.
Psalm 118. Your word is a lamp for my steps and a light for my path. I have sworn and have made up my mind to obey your decrees. Lord, I am deeply afflicted. By your word, give me life. Accept, Lord, the homage of my lips and teach me your decrees. Though I carry my life in my hands, I remember your law. Though the wicked try to ensnare me, I do not stray from your precepts. Your will is my heritage for ever, the joy of my heart. I set myself to carry out your will in fullness for ever. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
The man who lives by the truth comes into the light. Alleluia. Freed from the pangs of death, the Lord arose from the grave. Alleluia.
Psalm 15. Preserve me, God, I take refuge in you. I say to the Lord, you are my God. My happiness lies in you alone. He has put into my heart a marvellous love for the faithful ones who dwell in his land. Those who choose other gods increase their sorrows. Never will I offer their offerings of blood. Never will I take their name upon my lips. O Lord, it is you who are my portion and cup. It is you yourself who are my prize. The lot marked out for me is my delight. Welcome indeed the heritage that falls to me. I will bless the Lord who gives me counsel, who even at night directs my heart. I keep the Lord ever in my sight. Since he is at my right hand, I shall stand firm. And so my heart rejoices, my soul is glad, even my body shall rest in safety. For you will not leave my soul among the dead, nor let your beloved know decay. You will show me the path of life, the fullness of joy in your presence, at your right hand happiness for ever. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Freed from the pangs of death, the Lord arose from the grave. Alleluia. Was it not necessary that Christ should suffer thus and so enter into his glory? Alleluia.
A Canticle from Philippians chapter 2. Though he was in the form of God, Jesus did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped. He emptied himself, taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of men. And being found in human form, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even death on a cross. Therefore God has highly exalted him, and bestowed on him the name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Was it not necessary that Christ should suffer thus and so enter into his glory? Alleluia. A reading from 1 Peter chapter 2. You are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a consecrated nation, a people set apart to sing the praises of God, who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light. Once you were not a people at all, and now you are the people of God. Once you were outside the mercy, and now you have been given mercy. Responsory: The disciples rejoiced, Alleluia, Alleluia. The disciples rejoiced, Alleluia, Alleluia. They saw the Lord. The disciples rejoiced, Alleluia, Alleluia. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. The disciples rejoiced, Alleluia, Alleluia. I shall ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate, to be with you forever. Alleluia. My soul glorifies the Lord, my spirit rejoices in God my Saviour. He looks on his servant in her lowliness, henceforth all ages will call me blessed. The Almighty works marvels for me, holy his name. His mercy is from age to age on those who fear him. He puts forth his arm in strength and scatters the proud-hearted. He casts the mighty from their thrones and raises the lowly. He fills the starving with good things, sends the rich away empty. He protects Israel his servant, remembering his mercy, the mercy promised to our fathers, to Abraham and his sons forever. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. I shall ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate, to be with you forever. Alleluia. Intercessions. Let us pray to Christ, who rose from the dead to restore our life. Ever-living Christ, hear our prayer. Jesus, you are the stone rejected by the builders, but you have proved to be the cornerstone of God's house. Make us living stones in the temple of your church. Ever-living Christ, hear our prayer. You are the faithful and true witness, the firstborn from the dead. May the church never cease to proclaim you to the world. Ever-living Christ, hear our prayer. Through your death and resurrection, you took the church to yourself as a bride. Cherish her and keep her faithful and prepare her for the day of your coming. Ever-living Christ, hear our prayer. You are the first and the last. You were dead and now you are alive. May all the baptized be faithful unto death and gain the crown of eternal life. Ever-living Christ, hear our prayer. You are the light and joy of the city of God. Shine on the faithful departed that they may reign for ever. Ever-living Christ, hear our prayer.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Almighty God, give us the grace of an attentive love to celebrate these days of joy devoted to the honour of the risen Lord. Teach us to hold fast in our actions to the mystery we recall in worship.
We make our prayer through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, God, for ever and ever. Amen. The Lord bless us and keep us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen.